And here on KBRB, we continue to preview the winter sports season, and we are joined on the phone lines by coach of the Stuart Bronco boys basketball team, John Miller, coming off a district finals appearance a year ago and bringing back some talent off that team. And coach, know you lost some veteran leadership in the backcourt especially, but you've got some pretty good pieces coming back for the winter season.
Yeah, I feel good about this team. I said each year we look a lot smoother and we look a lot more comfortable in what we're doing, and we're not thinking quite so much before we're playing, and I think kids are doing a good job of developing their fundamental side of things, and so hopefully we can just kind of keep interjecting kids into starting roles and bench roles. So.
Well, it wasn't unusual to go see the Broncos go 9 and 10 deep in varsity games, which is kind of luxury in Class D2. And I know you'll be looking at leaning pretty heavily on a couple of guys that have a lot of varsity experience, and Ryan Steinhauser and Cameron Sattler. So I'm sure you're looking to those two to kind of set the tone.
Yeah, those guys, they're good basketball players, and they're good leaders on your team, and they've got a lot of experience. It's enjoyable to watch those two play.
Well, let's talk a little bit about some of the other Broncos we're going to see filling in on the varsity side. Obviously, you have a couple of three starting roles to fill in behind Cameron and behind Ryan. So kind of take us through how practices are going and who you're seeing step up to try to fill some of those starting roles.
Well, this year we got 12 boys out, and out of those 12, half of them, six of them are freshmen, and then we have one sophomore, so seven of our 12 kids are actually freshmen sophomores, so we're pretty young on that end, and so the key will be to develop some depth, some kids be able to come in and play varsity level by the end of the year. We have another senior in Tyson Strikey besides Cameron and Ryan, and then two juniors in Skylar Mustin and Anthony Heiser, so we've kind of got, you know, our five veteran guys, and then we've got some young guys. So the key is to just keep blending them together and see what we come up with.
Well, Anthony saw a lot of playing time a year ago, a good outside shooter, and I imagine kind of growing a little bit more as well as you probably look at him maybe to kind of be along with Ryan in there on the rebounding side. And, you know, Skylar as well played a lot of guard for you, but is also kind of having that growth spurt to where he shot up there pretty good height.
Yeah, those guys did get taller, which is awesome. And I think probably the biggest thing I'm happy with our overall team is just the skill development that we're getting. Our goal is, we talk about a lot, is playing positionless basketball, and you know, everybody can handle the ball, everybody can pass, and so on, and we're creeping a lot closer to being able to play that way, and we've got a lot of different guys that play a lot of different roles, so that's been fun to watch.
Well, obviously with a lot of athleticism in that front five, as you mentioned, but, you know, you typically have run up tempo and run a lot of full court press, you know, with kind of some young kids potentially being your first kids off the bench. Does that change the way you go about preparing this season as far as what you're planning to do night in or night out? Or is it still the same, hey, we're going to give you a lot of up tempo, a lot of full court, and then we're just, you know, we're going to throw some of those kids in to get us minutes when we need them?
Well, I think one thing will be a given with this bunch, and I noticed this summer, is they will play hard. We will play up-tempo, and we will pressure, but it might be a little more selected in areas than maybe in the past until we grow our depth. So probably a lot of it will depend on scouting reports.
Well, you take a look at the Niobrara Valley Conference. Obviously, O'Neill St. Mary's returns, you know, a fantastic group of kids off a state tournament team from a year ago. And you know, I would imagine up and down they're probably the consensus team to be at the top of that NVC standings. But, you know, after them, there's a lot of teams that really bring back some nice pieces and should be pretty competitive night in, night out in the NVC.
I thought last year was kind of a young year for the NBC. A lot of teams, seems like a lot of roster returning. So I think there'll be a lot of parity this year in the NBC. And I think, yeah, about any given night, there you could see some different outcomes.
Well, you get one of those NVC teams right off the bat here on Thursday in the Niobrara Verdigre Cougars, who over the past few years have had some pretty good talent at the guard positions, and typically will get you one or two big bodies in there.
Yeah, they'll have some pretty good size. They played a Jamboree game and kind of got some notes from that. And they had a transfer boy come in. He's about 6'4". Had a really good game in the Jamboree, and you know they're going to put some pretty good size on the floor.
Well, wish you the best of luck. We'll have that Thursday matchup on KBRB as the Broncos host Niobrara Verdigre in an NVC matchup to get the season started. Coach John Miller joining us here on KBRB. Coach, thanks for the time. We'll look forward to catching up with you again throughout the season.
No, thank you. We're excited for the season to get started here.